Candace Owens, Cardi B is a conservative who just doesn't know it. By Robert Krajicek on September 14, 2020. Conservative author, commentator, and political activist Candace Owens described hip-hop artist Cardi B as a conservative who is not yet aware of her conservatism. Reflecting on a recent political exchange between the two on SiriusXM's Breitbart News Sunday with host Jill Polack. Former Vice President Joe Biden recently conducted a campaign event with Cardi B, marketed as an interview. Cardi B also endorsed Biden's presidential campaign in April. Owens described the Biden campaign's coordination with Cardi B as pandering to Black Americans. Polack asked Owens if Cardi B could be persuaded to join Republicans, noting that the pop music star's multi-million-dollar home in Atlanta includes a gun range. She has a huge gun range inside her house, so she is a gun enthusiast, Polack said. She's an entrepreneur. She believes in making a buck. Those seem like potential leads for Republican outreach. Do you think there's any possibility of someone like that seeing the light and coming over?
Yeah, 100%, Owens said. I marked Cardi B years ago as someone who was obviously a conservative and just didn't know it. And that's what the Blexit movement is all about. I believe that virtually every Black American is a conservative and doesn't know it. We tend to lean conservative. If you ask us independently about issues, we always lean conservative, yet there's a disconnect because of a culture that is fostered by Democratic and liberal principles. Black Americans believe that we have to be Democrats, because otherwise Republicans are going to send us back on slave ships, and that's being actively taught in the school system, Owens added. Listen. Owens described her public debates as teachable moments for observers. That is why I take on these debates publicly, Owens said. This is so important for people that are following Cardi B, blindly to realize, you are not a liberal. You are a conservative. You've just been lied to and confused and miseducated by a system of Democrat principles that is seeping through our education system. Owens linked the politics of Democrats and left-wing media to attacks on police officers, including a recent shooting of two Los Angeles County Sheriff's Department deputies in Compton on Saturday. You have a media that is virtue signaling to criminals that despite the crimes they commit, they can be glorified into hero status if they get into a scuffle with police officers, Owens said. It didn't take any stretch of my imagination to see that this is exactly what we would end up with in America, because our media and our politicians have launched a war on police officers in an effort to secure the Black vote. More Black people are dying as a result of the Black Lives Matter initiative, and Black Americans are seeing community leaders speak out against this narrative, Owens said. The fomentation of racial strife and violence is a reaction of desperation from the Democrat Party as it fears losing Black supporters to President Donald Trump, Owens determined. What we're seeing as things seem to be getting worse every single day is the last squeal of a dying animal, and that dying animal is the Democrat Party, Owens estimated. Owens highlighted the ideological and organizational continuity between Black Lives Matter and Antifa. There's no difference between Black Lives Matter and Antifa, Owens said. They just wear different t-shirts when they go out and riot and harass people and commit acts of violence. What we are seeing is anti-Americanism. They want American society, Western principles, and Western civilization gone, Owens concluded. Our college campuses are the breeding grounds for this type of Marxist indoctrination and this type of totalitarian state that we're seeing on college campuses where the professors are actively teaching them to hate their country and to believe that America is irredeemable. Breitbart News Sunday broadcasts live on SiriusXM Patriot 125 from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern.